Bláma is the Irish word for the Slievebloom Mountains. And that was a very, very special place because that high up in the Slievebloom Mountains is a place where Finn McCool was looked after in secret by the two women, the Bán Lech, the warrior, and the Bán Dri, the druid. Close to a sacred well, which is the source of the River Barrow, and it is said that if you ever go looking for it, you'll bring a deluge upon yourself. Nobody knows where the source of the Barrow is. Now, I'm not going to tell you that story about Finn McCool. That's for another time. But this story is a folktale. So, Glen Barrow is called the Glen of the Barrow River. These young boys, one autumn day, decided to go berry picking and nut picking. They liked nothing more in autumn than doing this and having a bit of fun. So they started walking up the path, up Slievebloom Mountain, beside the Barrow in a little path, hitting off each other, picking blackberries, having great fun. Now, it was a hot day. The sun was shining. It was an Indian summer like we have in Ireland. We do have them from time to time. Anyway, so they're walking along the path, grabbing whatever berries they see, and they're very, very hot, and they come to a waterfall. And at the bottom of the waterfall is a pool. So they strip off all their clothes, jump in to cool down, and they're having such crack, hitting off each other, splashing without a care in the world. And when they've cooled down, out they come. It's still hot, so they just wrap up their clothes in a bundle, continue walking up along the path, having great crack, until they come to a second waterfall. And again, put down their bundles of clothes, jump into the pond at the bottom of the waterfall, splashing around to cool down again. Great fun. Then they cool down and they come out again, pick up their bundles and continue walking up along the path, up along Bláma. Until they come to a third waterfall. Same thing happens again. Without a care in the world, in they jump and have great fun. And out they come and they dry themselves off and they put their clothes on. But what they didn't know, they had inadvertently opened a Cola Brac. A Cola Brac is an old term for an enchanted doorway between this world and the other world, where the Ace She, what you would call the good people, the shining people, some people call them the fairy folk, live. So as the boys had come out and got their clothes on, they noticed this kind of shimmering nearby and they saw a grove of hazel trees. Now, this was no ordinary grove. This was a magical, enchanted grove because it was in fruit and in flower at the same time. Now, from time to time in Ireland, you will come across trees, hawthorn trees, in flower and berry at the same time, or elder. If you ever do, you know this is an enchanted tree. Don't mess with it. Anyway, so in they're called with the magic of this grove of trees. Now, hazels in those days were not like what they are today. In those days, they were big, fat, juicy fruits, as sweet and as tasty. So these boys, our eyes became as big as saucers as they saw the hazels on these trees. And they grabbed them and they stuffed their faces as fast as they could with the juice coming down along their ganzies. And they ate and they ate and they ate and they ate and they ate. And when they were full and they couldn't eat any more, they ate more. The hazels were now almost coming out of their ears and their bellies were out to here. And if that wasn't enough, they decided to get their ganzies and get the extra ones, fill their ganzies. For those of you who don't know what a ganzi is, it's a jersey, a jumper. And off they went without a by or leave, without a thought in the world, skipping out through the Cola Brac, down along the path, back into their own homes. So they were telling their family about the great crack that they had up the mountain, and they had their tea, and then they went to bed. And what a night each of those boys had. The belly aching, the cramps, the twisting, the turning, the nightmares, the terrors. They had the worst nights of their lives, each in their own bed. And then morning came, and each boy woke up. Whew, thank God that night is over. But it wasn't. And on the pillow beside each one of them were all of their teeth. Every one of them had fallen out. And they pick up the teeth in horror. Oh my God, we're like little old men. We'll never get married. We'll never get a job. Our lives are ruined. And they started to Ullagone and Conron and weep and wail. And in they go to their parents. What are we going to do? Our lives are over. As you can imagine, young teenage boys, how hysterical. Everything is ruined. We have no teeth. We're like little old men. So anyway, the parents began to ring each other and they're going to go, what are we going to do? We've got three toothless boys here. What are we going to do? And one of the parents says, but what about the Bandri who lives up the mountain as well? The Druid. A very wise old woman she was. If there's a solution to this, she'll have it. So they began, the six of them, the six parents and the three boys, up again, up the path along the river until they come to the bahn of the old woman. And you could see the smoke coming out of the chimney. And they come up to the door and there's a bit of a porch and there's herbs hanging down. And just before they knock at the door, there's ear. And who opens the door but the Bandri herself? And she's like this with the arms folded. Well, what kept you? How did you know? Nothing happens on this mountain without me knowing it. Get in here. Now you tell me everything that happened. So anyway, they tell the boys, tell them the story and how they ate their fill of hazels and gathered more. And she said, okay, you know what you did there? You opened a coal of brack. You went into the grove of the Ace She without any permission. Did you by any chance ask if you could have any of those hazels? And they go, no, of course not. Did you even say thank you? No. So you ate as much as you could and you took as much as you could and then you ran off. Well, let me tell you, the Ace She are really angry with you. You've lost your teeth as a punishment. It is not a good thing for you, your kind, to go in and take from others without any permission. Oh my God, our lives are ruined. What are we going to do? And she said, now, whisht your conroning. It's not all bad. I have spoken to the Ace She on your behalf. And they have agreed that if you go back down and return any remaining hazels that are in your house, you haven't eaten all of them, back up and you apologise. And you promise never, ever, ever to take anything without asking for permission. And that you will always be grateful for whatever you do get. They might show you some mercy. Oh, thank goodness, thank goodness. So anyway, the parents paid the old woman and off they went down. The boys ran down as fast as they could into each house, grabbed as many of the spare hazels they had, filled their gansies again, back up the mountain. Not stopping at any of those waterfalls. Oh, no. Straight into the Fianna Fáil, the sacred grove. And there the hazels were still shimmering. And they saw nobody except trees, but they had a sense that they were being watched. And over they went and they laid the hazels down on the ground and said, we are so sorry, we will never do this again. Please, please, please. We are very, very sorry, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, as they had thanked their fill and apologised their fill, they headed off back through the coal brack, down back to their houses. Now, they couldn't eat their tea that night because, of course, they didn't have teeth. Well, not in their mouths anyway. They were still in their hands. Anyway, they went to bed that night. Now, they did have a deep, deep sleep. Peaceful dreams, no belly aching, no cramps. And they woke up the next day, went all their teeth back in their mouths again. Yeah. Now, that's not the end of the story. So those boys had learned their lesson and they went on. They did get married. They did have careers. They did eventually age, but they had told their story and spread their wisdom far and wide about respecting the Ace She. Now, but the Ace She themselves were concerned that that coal brack could be opened again. So they closed it permanently. Now, there is another one that I'm not telling you about just in case you think you can go in and have it. But not only that, they said, all right, these boys learned their lesson. They're not going to do that again. But there'll always be some young buck, somebody who's going to get through the coal brack and eat our hazels. And we need to protect them because hazels are the source of wisdom. You mightn't realise that. So, what did they do? They reduced the size of the hazel to the size they are now and put a hard shell around them to protect them. So now, if any of you want to get some wisdom, you're going to have to crack the shell to get to the kernel inside. Sinné, mar scéal.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. For more information on this project and others, please visit our website www.mothandbutterflystories.com/. Slán.